shit. You are now in the Hear Me Out podcast zone with the coldest podcast host on the planet, Uncle CT.
Oh man, happy Easter and Roll Tide, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Hear Me Out podcast. And of course, if your ass don't know who I am by now, then damn it, start paying attention. I'm just kidding. I'm your host, Uncle CT, and today I want to keep it short and sweet. But man, listen, I had to drop an episode to verbally document a moment in history where I was alive to see an Alabama basketball team not only make an Elite Eight appearance, but now they are in the fucking Final Four, man. I say that with a hard F because, man, they are in the Final Four. So before I move forward, I want to congratulate Coach Nate Oates and the entire men's basketball program on a historic feat. Listen, Clemson gave us a run for our money last night, but Alabama was not going down. No matter how well the front court for Clemson played last night, I'm talking about, man, listen, three after three, blow for blow, bar for bar, Alabama could not be denied, man. Listen, that was one hell of a game. Now, I told most of my followers on social media that I would make some shirts for the Elite Eight. And then I said, you know, if we make the Final Four, you know, I'll make some Final Four shirts. But now, shit, I don't want to jinx it. Because now if I make the shirts and we lose to UConn, y'all going to be all over my ass. So I'm not going to make any shirts. And hopefully, we can take it to UConn. Man, I have no doubt in my mind that Alabama will come out shooting freely and shoot some threes. And who knows what can happen, man. You got to play the game on the floor. I know UConn been looking like an NBA team lately. But listen, I think Nate Oates going to prepare them boys very well. They're very confident right now. They're playing some of the best defense I've seen them play all season long. So I think we got a shot against UConn. Now, I know what you're saying. UConn been blowing mofos out by 15, 20, 30 points, man. So it's going to be an uphill battle, but I got faith in the Crimson Tide, man. I mean, not only are we a football school now we're a basketball school. So our little brother can't hold that over our heads anymore. We are officially in a basketball school and a football school. So listen, football season right around the corner, but I don't want to quite get into football quite yet. So I'm going to keep it right there. All right, I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm going to come back and go over some of the slate that we have today. We have college football, we have Major League Baseball, and we have the NBA going today. So kind of want to drop some picks for those that tune into the podcast for my little analytics on sports and, you know, try to get you guys some coins here and there. All right, so let me take a little break and I'll come back and drop some picks for you guys.
Don't touch that dial. Uncle CT will be right back.
Hey, Pravel. Get ready to elevate your style and comfort with LG Tinted Graphics. They are your go-to tint professionals. Whether it's your home, car, business, boat, or even your tractor, they've got the perfect tint solution for you. That's right. Call them now at 334-365-2665. Let the experts over at LG Tinted Graphics enhance your space at your business. Visit them at 202 A South Memorial Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. Experience the difference with LG Tint and Graphics, where precision meets style. Hey, Hear Me Out podcast listeners. Are you guys fans of the show? Would you like to show your support? Then head on over to ctdesignsandapparel.com and purchase some of the podcast gear. You can use the keyword podcast in the search bar online at ctdesignsandapparel.com to keep the show going. Every item purchased supports the podcast. Your Uncle CT would like to thank you guys in advance. Hey guys, how would you guys like to be a guest on the Hear Me Out podcast? If you guys would like to promote yourself, your brand, or your service, simply email your Uncle CT at hearmeoutpodcasting@gmail.com. That's hearmeoutpodcasting@gmail.com. Go ahead, shoot your Uncle CT an email. I'd love to hear from you.
The summer's almost here and you need a ride for that vacation. Take advantage of the March Madness sale at Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville, Alabama. Save thousands on any pre-owned vehicle on the lot. Simply contact your River Regional sales professional, C.T. Thorne. You know him at Chevy Guy C.T. on social media. He's standing by to take your calls today. Hit him up at 334-224-2012. That's 334-224-2012. It's Larry Puckett Chevrolet, where they let the customers do the talking.
You're not tuned into the Hear Me Out Podcast Zone. And here's your host, Uncle CT.
All right, you guys, let's get in the zone. Let's drop some bets today. I want to give you guys a couple picks from my sheet, actually. I have a combination of NCAA basketball, NBA and the MLB for today. I'm going to give you guys three solid picks that I actually have for today. Now, these lines are courtesy of FanDuel Sportsbook. Depending on the medium you guys use, your spreads may be a little different. But so let's go right into March Madness with the NCAA men's side. We got the matchup between Tennessee and Purdue. That's going to be a tough matchup, you know. What I had to basically ask myself is who's the bigger draw in a championship game? Is it going to be Dalton Connect or is it going to be Zach Edey? Now, even though Tennessee is playing some of the best basketball I've seen, and Dalton Connect's probably, you know, one of the better players in the SEC right now, man. It's tough to stop Zach Edey in the middle. Unless he gets in foul trouble, I don't see Purdue losing this game to Tennessee. And their guards for Purdue, man, are incredible. So I'm going to take Purdue. I actually got them, beating them by double digits, actually. I know y'all thinking I'm crazy because of the spread. But the spread right now is -3.5. I'm seeing live. I'm actually just going to go with the money line in that one. Let's move right along to the next game at NC State and Duke. And this game, actually, I like to give those points to NC State, man. Right now it's +7.5. I'm probably going to do an alt line. I'm going to buy some cushion there. I'm probably going to go up to 9 or 10.5 to give NC State some cushion over Duke. Let's head over to, I don't want to do NBA today. Actually, I want to do baseball. So at 12:35 my time, we got the Atlanta Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies, and then of course you got the Angels and the Orioles, and then you got the Nationals and the Reds. I'm gonna give you guys some early plays in the day. I'm not gonna go through the whole slate, but. The Braves are currently in a 2-0 streak against Philly, but that's a rivalry game, and today is Sunday. If you are a sports bettor, you know what happens on Sundays. So we're going to get in and out of this game between the Braves and Philly. So in the first five innings, I want you guys to take Phillies plus +0.5 run, get them some cushion. I think they try to come out and swing bats early to try to get a lead on Atlanta, but Atlanta could actually come back and win that game because their bats are really hot right now. In the Angels and the Orioles game, I don't see the Angels keeping up with the Orioles, man. They have an incredible team from top to bottom, and the Angels probably are in the rebuilding stage with them getting rid of Shohei Ohtani. I know they still have their stud there, but I think the Orioles are a complete team, and it's going to be hard to beat them. So we're going to ride with Philadelphia Phillies plus +0.5 run in the first five innings in the Atlanta-Philly game. And then we're going to do the Baltimore Orioles money line against the Angels today. So I just want to come on here and help you guys, you know, make some coins. Those that are in my group right now, I have builders for my group every day, helping people turn $25 into $1,000, and then we try to flip that same process. But I want to thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for all your support. Those that sent over monetary podcast support, man, listen, thank you guys. I mean, those some of the people that support me are sending in weekly. Some are sending monthly contributions. You guys just don't know how incredibly thankful I am for my audience and to have this platform. I know I don't drop a podcast episode as much as I should, but when I do, I definitely feel the love from the streams. If you guys want to continue to send support and you don't want to send cash donations, you guys can actually shop at my store at ctdesignsandapparel.com. Any merch that you grab there also supports the podcast. It keeps your Uncle CT in the game, so to speak. So I'm not going to keep you guys long today. I just want to keep it short and sweet. To wrap it up, I wanted to congratulate the Alabama men's basketball group. Man, they played a hell of a game against Clemson, and I'm rooting for them in Phoenix. You know, we need to travel to Phoenix, Bama fans. You know, how many can we get to a room? I'm playing, man. I'm just playing. Or am I? If you're serious, hit me up. If you guys have any questions or anything that you'd like for me to talk about on the podcast, by all means, man, send me an email to hearmeoutpodcasting@gmail.com. That's hearmeoutpodcasting@gmail.com. I love to read you guys' emails. I love your comments. I love your feedback. You guys helping me grow as a podcaster. This is something that I get excited about, but I don't always have time to drop the podcast. But when I do come on, I try to have some good content for you guys. So again, I want to thank you for your support. I want you guys to have a happy Easter. And if you're traveling, by all means, be safe out there. Don't drink and drive. And if you're telling my plays for some coins, please, please, please bet responsibly.
You've just been rocked by Uncle CT and the Hear Me Out podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode.